Last time, we started the story of Heracles. And so far, he's been born, had a wife and kids, which he's then killed the kids, has gotten involved in a bunch of crazy antics for the labors, and now he's heading into the second part of his labors and his post-labor life. So all I have to say is, hopefully you enjoy, because the second half of the Heracles story, it's a classic. Just going to drop us in where we left off. Heracles had just finished the labor of scaring off the Stymphalian birds and was about to head into another. Here we go. Hope you enjoy. The seventh labor, right? So we're trucking along.
We're getting on.
Yuri then, he told Heracles to go and fetch the Cretan bull. So
more animals. Are there any labors that aren't animal-based? I guess the hydra is kind of an animal.
One of them is. That's also animal-based. Two of them are not animal based.
Okay.
2 out of 12.
Okay.
Oh my god. So this Cretan bull is a bull from Crete. It's like It's not a Cretan. It's just like from the island of Crete.
Is that where the word Cretan comes from?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But maybe. Minos, the king of Crete, had a bunch of cattle. So this is a pretty common story. You'll probably recognize it. He was praising Poseidon one night, saying that he didn't have a bull that was like worthy to sacrifice to Poseidon. Mm-hmm. Like all of these amazing bulls I have, not one is worthy of you, Poseidon. Minos said, it's like, whatever comes out of the sea tomorrow, I'll sacrifice to you. So Poseidon then sends a perfect, beautiful white bull out of the ocean.
Oh, when he like falls in love with it, right?
Close.
His wife falls in love with it?
There you go. He refused to sacrifice the bull. He's like, I can't sacrifice this bull to Poseidon.
It's beautiful.
So he sacrifices just another random bull.
Mm-hmm.
Then Poseidon did not like that. Mm-hmm. Cursed his wife to fall in love with the bull. Wife hooks up with the bull.
Makes a centaur.
Minotaur. Yes. So that's the Minotaur.
Is it named Alistar? Why is every...
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of a minor detail, but yeah, I think the
every Minotaur I've ever seen referenced has been named Alistar, so I'm assuming it came from here.
Mm-hmm. So it's... I'm not sure exactly, but I think that sounds kind of right to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just because I've also seen a bunch of Minotaurs named mm-hmm. Alistar, but the... So basically, Heracles then goes to Crete and is like, hey, the bull, by the way, after the wife, like, has sex with it, just leaves.
He just pieces out.
That's the bull he needs, by the way. Heracles needs that bull for this quest.
Oh, okay.
So he needs to go get that bull.
All right, cool.
So he goes to Minos.
I just love how like connected it is.
They're like, they need to make sure. They're like, we want Heracles.
You're right. This is like an Avengers story.
Yeah.
Where like at the end of the fifth labor, you see the Minotaur come emerging from the shadows.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I think that if someone wanted to, they could make the sickest ancient Greek cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. Which would all culminate actually in the like 100% Avengers story of Jason and the Argonauts, where Jason just like gets literally every hero from Greek history and assembles them on one boat for an epic quest.
Cool.
Yeah. So he has to get that bull. So Heracles goes to Minos. He goes to Minos and he's like, hey, do you know where that bull went?
Argonaut episode coming up soon, by the way.
Dude, 100%. Mm-hmm. Like the thing is, I want to try to do more obscure like myths mm-hmm. and history stuff, but it's impossible to ignore the well-known ones.
Maybe we should do this like a Marvel Cinematic Universe, right? Where like we go through all of the legends and then at the end we talk about the Argonauts, all of them assembling.
Yeah, dude. It's so good actually. Like Argonauts assemble, it even works with the lingo.
Yeah, the alliteration.
The alliteration, the thing Cap says.
Mm-hmm.
So Minos is like, I don't know where the bull is. Mm-hmm. Also, don't talk to me about that bull. Please do not bring that bull up to me. Heracles is just like, all right, and then just goes and finds the bull.
Okay, wait, sorry.
Yeah.
Before we move on.
Sure.
This is tangential. With the Minotaur, did he just have it because he's like, cool, this is like a neat thing? Or was like, I just can't get rid of this, I'm going to keep it in a labyrinth?
Depends on the version. Some of them, the mother forbid him to kill it because it's like
my child.
It's
my son.
Yeah. But the other thing is that it was unkillable.
Okay.
Like, they couldn't kill it.
Why wasn't that one of the labors?
To kill the Minotaur?
Yeah.
They got to leave some stuff for other heroes later.
It's also
later.
Animal-based.
There's a dude named Theseus. Like, I mentioned Theseus.
Of ship fame.
He's the one who has to kill the Minotaur. Okay.
We mentioned this last episode.
Yeah. The heroes need to, like, earn their, like, keep somehow. Mm-hmm. If Heracles killed all the bad things, then there'd be nothing for the other heroes
but,
to
like,
do.
None of his labors have been...
actually relevant?
Yeah, like, he killed a big lion.
Mm-hmm.
He killed a big pig.
Mm-hmm.
He killed some birds.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed some poop.
And the Hydra.
And the Hydra, yeah. Well, that was a big one, right?
I mean, like, I'm excited. Oh, you're lady. Yeah,
like, there's not like, yeah, yeah. You're talking about how, like, we need to leave
also,
some
food. Also, the deer.
He didn't kill the deer.
No, he just got the deer. Yeah. The deer's out there still.
To this day.
To this day. So then, this interaction was kind of weird to me. Like, he goes to Minos, like, where's the bull? Minos is like, I don't know. And Heracles,
okay.
Heracles is like, okay. And then goes and finds the bull anyway. And then he brings it back and then he sets it free. Very similar sequence of events.
Mm-hmm.
He shows it to Yuri. Yuri's like, cool, you did it. Then the bull wanders over to Marathon, where it harasses the citizens. How? I don't know. It doesn't go into how it harasses them, but it does.
Hey, baby.
Hey, come here.
Hey, come here.
You want some of this?
Yeah.
I'm the father of the Minotaur.
That's right. Walk away. You just give me a better view.
Oh, my God. I hate this bull. So now we're on to the eighth labor. Another animal-based one. Yuri now wants him to go get the mares of Diomedes.
So the mares?
Horses. So, like...
Oh, like female horses.
Yeah.
Not like a small ruler of a, or a small, like, elected individual of a
city.
Oh,
a mayor. Oh, no, a mayor.
Okay.
No, I understand how the words could be similar. I was trying to overly emphasize the difference for my own sanity. So these horses are flesh-eating, and they are owned by Diomedes of Thrace. So they have, like, sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't eat, like, meat without sharp teeth.
Do you can tell how old a horse is by its teeth?
There's, like, rings in it, like a tree?
I don't know.
Oh, you just can?
Yeah, I don't know how it's done specifically, but that's where the phrase, don't look a gift horse in the mouth comes
from. Oh, to see how old it is, right?
Yeah. Like someone gives you a horse, you're like, let me see how old this thing is.
Oh, my God, this is an old horse.
Yeah.
I see. That's cool. No, I didn't know that. This one might have been a little harder, because you look in its mouth and it bites your face off.
It
just eats you.
But
yeah.
Your last thing you learn before you die
is
how
not.
Old that horse is.
Oh, I thought you were saying the last thing you learn is to not look a gift horse in the mouth, because it might eat you.
You know, that would have been a better punchline.
Both are good. Both are
all
good.
All right, can I...
Okay, yeah. And cut.
I don't remember.
No,
how do I set up that?
Me neither.
And the last thing they learn is to not look a gift horse. Just move on.
So, Diomedes was the son of Ares, the king of the Bistones, which are a belligerent people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're described.
Mm-hmm.
Heracles and a band of volunteers. This is what I don't get. So, he has help on this one, but this one, Yuri's like, that counts.
Mm-hmm.
When one dude helped him fight the Hydra by setting a forest on fire,
mm-hmm.
Eurysthenes is like, no, that one doesn't count. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to bet that Eurysthenes was just like, dude, this dude's gonna do anything I set him out to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stop being technical about it, because none of these others are, like, discounted.
Oh, okay. I thought what you were saying is that, like, it's like, this guy could do anything. I just need to get to do all the stuff I need to do, like, my checklist.
That would make sense, but no, he just gets him to go get flesh-eating horses.
Mm-hmm.
So Heracles and a band of volunteers sailed there and overpowered the men that were guarding the stables of the horses.
Why did Heracles... But, like, you're right that he, like, it's weird that the king allowed this to happen, but why did Heracles think this was a good idea? He, like, you know, like, He's like, all right, one dude, like, because you're right. Like, he got one dude to help him with the Hydra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why did he think he could get away with it?
Yeah.
Dude, I think he's just stupid.
Yeah.
In a good way, though. In a, like, a lovable way.
Yeah.
He has killed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, after feeding the men that they overpowered to the horses.
Wait, hold on. Go back.
So, Heracles and his band of volunteers, like, storm up to the stables where the horses, the fleshing horses are kept.
Wait,
right?
They're kept in a stable?
Yeah. They're still horses.
Well, they're owned by somebody?
They're owned by Diomedes. He has to go get the flesh-eating mares of Diomedes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they were, like, wild roaming horses.
Oh, no. They're in a stable.
Okay.
So he then kills the guards for the horses and then feeds their bodies to the horses.
Okay.
So now the horses are docile. They're like, I'm full.
Yeah.
I don't need to eat anymore.
He's sleepy.
Yeah.
He's got a food coma.
So Heracles begins to, like, he, you know, like, grabs their reins and starts leading them back to the ship. Because it was, like, far away. He had to sail there. As he's doing that, Diomedes, the guy who owns these horses, notices that his horses are gone. So he sends his army to, like, chase after the Heracles stealing them. So he gathers his troops and, like, sets off. Seeing that the army approach, Heracles entrusts the horses to Abderos, who's the son of Hermes, which is pretty cool, and a beloved of Heracles. Like, Heracles loved this dude. They were lovers, for sure. No more detail, but they were lovers.
Is that, like, fan fiction, or...?
No, I mean, it said... I think the direct test was a beloved of Hercules, or Heracles.
Okay.
So, like, at the very least, very good friends. But I've come to accept that in my headcanon, very good friends just means that they were lovers.
Mm-hmm. Were the Romans anti-gay, and that's why they kind of paint this?
I don't think anti-gay, just maybe not as openly gay as, like, the Greeks were. So he entrusted him to Abderos. Unfortunately, their relationship was cut short. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were like sniffling.
No, I'm tearing up because this is so sad. In the time that it took for Heracles to win the battle against the Bistones and Diomedes.
Did the horse eat him?
The horses got hungry and ate Abderos.
No, man.
Yeah, dude. It's like so sad. Heracles drove off the Bistones and killed Diomedes, right? He won, obviously. He then comes back and he sees the bloody remains of his lover. And he's like, I assume he does a big classic like, no.
To
like
what remains left? Were they like his shoes or like?
They didn't go in. They just said. They didn't even say his remains. They just go back. So maybe he goes back and he's just not there. And so he's like, he was eaten by the horses.
Okay. I'm imagining like two stumps. Like his
like
legs,
they just ate like him down shins. To like the shins.
Yeah. Like when you eat like a popky and you're like, I don't want this little bread thing. I don't want this. There's no chocolate on it.
Yeah. Yeah. They wanted the juicy bits. So then upon returning to the horses, he was devastated to see the bloody remains of his lover. He then takes the time to found a city on the grave of Abderos and calls the city Abdera. I have no idea how long it takes to found an entire city.
Did he use the people that were like hunting the horses? Like he's
probably.
Like, you guys stay
he's
here.
Like, you guys have to
find some women.
You have to be a city now. Yeah. So that probably was the city of Abdera, like injecting themselves into this myth.
Oh.
Like, by the way, we were founded because of Heracles' lover got eaten by horses.
That's cute.
like all of this stuff.
His lover that we never mentioned before.
But he was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Like, he was there the whole time. Like, yeah. He was, like, standing in the distance watching him kill the Hydra, but didn't help.
He was cheering him on.
Yeah. Moral support. So who knows how long this takes, but after he finds the city, he takes the horses back to Eurysthenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yuri then looks at them and is like, all right, cool, and then releases them. They go into the mountains where the horses were then killed by wild animals. It baffles me the horses did not survive.
Well.
They got sharp teeth, dude.
So do, like, bears.
I guess that's true.
And bears are bigger.
Dude, we're getting up to a non-animal-based quest.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
So this one, the ninth
I think
later,
it would have been better if all 12 were animal-based. Can we just count the two that he did?
That's true. There are two non-animal-based
ones. As official ones,
yeah.
And the two are just extra, so yeah. All 10 labors were animal-based.
All 10 labors are animal-based labors. Maybe we can go back in the Oracle and just say that. Mm-hmm. You gotta do 10 animal-based labors.
So and the two ones that weren't counted, because they weren't animal-based.
Dude, this is a new canon that mm-hmm. I think is way better. Mm-hmm. So this quest was to steal the belt of Hippolyte, which was the queen of the Amazons.
She got Hippo in her name.
Yeah, but, you know. Anyway, the Amazons were, you know, a warring women tribe.
Mm-hmm.
If they had children, they would only raise the girls. They would, like, give the dudes to, like, they would just not raise them.
Where do they?
They would hook up with dudes.
Okay.
Like, they were not, like, virginal.
Mm-hmm.
They just would only raise women.
Mm-hmm. They also had a golden whip. Wait.
That's Wonder Woman. No, I think it's golden.
Invisible jet.
Yes.
Okay.
And the whip and the lasso.
Lasso
of truth. Yeah, it makes you tell the truth. That's not in here, weirdly enough.
The flying jet's not?
No.
Not the invisible jet?
The invisible
okay.
jet, no. Maybe it wasn't. It's just invisible. So, like, Heracles didn't see
he didn't
it.
He didn't see it. He's too dumb.
Yeah, he's
that
like...
lady's just flying.
He just bumps into something. He's like, oh, God, sorry. Excuse me. So, this is interesting. So, they would raise the girls, right? And then they would either press down or remove the right breast of, like, everyone. Like, every Amazonian woman didn't have a right breast.
Mm-hmm.
Some sources say they would take a hot iron and press it down on the young breast of a young girl so it wouldn't develop, so it was, like, dead. This was to allow the ease of throwing javelins and firing bows. So,
that's cool.
So you would, like, pull back the bow and your right mm-hmm. breast wouldn't get in the way. They kept the left one so they could still, like, nurse
Make
their
babies.
Yeah. And that's actually where the name of Amazon comes from. Ah, Mazos. Ah, without Mazos' breast.
Oh.
Yeah. So, pretty cool.
Wait, wouldn't it be Amazo?
Yes, so they're out there without one breast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how there was a little tidbit. That wasn't actually in the source. I knew that. I looked that up. So Hippolyte.
Okay.
What? Oh, I see.
I was just waiting, man. I thought it was pretty good.
Dude, your brain's too big for me. Hippolyte's belt was a gift from Ares, and she wore it to affirm her authority. So she wore it, and she was like, I'm the queen of the Amazons because mm-hmm. I got this cool belt.
Do they talk about what the belt looks like?
It's like a big belt. It's like a hunting belt. It's not like a... They specifically say it's not like a girdle or anything like that, because they're like belts that like compress your like stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. It's just like a big kind of cool like hunting belt.
Okay.
So...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Is that the belt that Wonder Woman wears?
Maybe.
Okay.
Probably. She is, like, canonically an Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
The... So, Eurystheus asked for the belt because his daughter, Admete, wanted it. She's like, Daddy, can I get the belt to the Amazons? And he's like, yes.
I want to be the queen of the Amazons.
I'll send this impossibly strong himbo to go collect you this belt.
He probably will murder all of them along the way. Just given his track record.
Is that cool with you? She's like, as long as I get the belt, Dad, I'm fine. So, Heracles then sets out with a single ship. He had some trouble before he gets there. He stops at the island of Paros, where the sons of Minos lived. While he was stopped there, two of Heracles' men were killed by these sons. Heracles goes into a rage and kills all the men on the island, except for the two that killed the men. He then makes them replace the men on his crew. Classic Heracles.
Man, what a way to instill loyalty.
Yeah, right? He's like, I killed every other man on your island, and now you work for me. He also stopped in Mysia at the court of Lycos. While he was being entertained by this dude, Lycos, they were attacked by the Bebrycians. Heracles joined Lycos' forces, decimating the enemy force, even killing their king personally. He then took a large swath of land from the Bebrycians and gave it to Lycos. He was like, I got this land for you. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Lycos then named this region Heracleia after Heracles. Mm-hmm. So this is just some extra little spice into the journey of Heracles. Mm-hmm. I cut out a lot of this kind of stuff. Like, he would just stop somewhere, fight an army and win, mm-hmm. and get a place named after him.
Yeah.
That was, like, very common. Most of them are, like, pretty... not interesting. Like, they're just fine. So then he gets to the Amazons. Hippolyte greets Heracles with a ship. She's like, oh, what's up? She then asks, like, why he's here. Heracles, like, smooth talking. He's like, I'm just here to, like, check out the Amazons. I hear you guys are, like, super strong warriors.
You got one boob. I'm into that.
I'm super into that. Two is too many for me.
Yeah.
I can't count that high. Anyway. Meanwhile, Hera took the form of an Amazonian and raised the alarm against the invaders. So she, like, shapes into an Amazonian and is like, these dudes are bad news. Send out the troops.
Mm-hmm.
The entire Amazonian force rides out because, like, she kind of greeted them at the shore and, like, the rest of the force is, like, inland. Seeing the oncoming force, Heracles just kills Hippolyte and takes her belt.
Okay.
Very little fanfare. Mm-hmm. That's it. He then, you called it, he then kills the rest of the Amazons and sails away.
All right.
Yep. So then, yeah, like, this is another one of those where the actual quest...
Is that the end of the Amazons?
No, I think he probably didn't kill all of them.
Okay.
It does say he killed all of them, but I'm...
All of them that were there.
Yeah, there must have been some others.
Some were, like, just sleeping.
There might have been, like, kids, right? They didn't take, like, the 8-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
So then those, like, grow up and, like, have a vengeance for Hercules, mm-hmm. Heracles. So then after the Amazons, as he's, like, on his way back, because he has the belt now, he arrives at Troy, the famous one, mm-hmm. you know, from the Trojan War. He arrived during a rough patch. For Troy, like one of their many rough patches, I guess,
mm-hmm.
Because Apollo and Poseidon had taken human form and erected a colossal wall fortifying the city of Pergamon as a request of the king of Troy. So Troy was like, we have an ally named Pergamon. Like, he prayed. He was like, can their wall be fortified? Poseidon
That's
and Apollo.
That's a very roundabout way for God to help a human.
Just turn, into a big turn into a human and then help the wall for them?
Yeah.
Yeah. They then, this is weird, they go and request a fee from the king of Troy, Laomedon. They're like, we need to get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
He then refuses to pay, which is a ballsy move. Maybe he probably didn't know they were gods because mm-hmm. they were in human form. Apollo then sends a plague, and Poseidon sends a sea monster. Classic Poseidon move.
Double whammy.
Both are then terrorizing Troy when Heracles shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So the oracle stated that if
He punches the sea monster, and then he punches all the sick people. He punches the
he
sick,
punches
right,
the sick
out
right out of them. If you punch someone and they die, they're no longer sick.
True.
So Oracle stated that if Laomedon offered his daughter to the sea monster, the chaos would subside. You know, cyclical. Mm-hmm. Just like
the dude earlier.
Yeah, the dude earlier. I don't remember his name either. Heracles arrives and sees Hesione, which is the daughter, on a rock in the middle of the ocean awaiting death from a sea monster. Heracles leaves her there and goes to... he goes to Laomedon and is like...
one disaster at a time.
He goes to Laomedon and is like, hey, I'll kill the sea monster... if I can get some of your sacred horses.
Okay.
This dude just has.
Mm-hmm.
Lamadon's like, yeah, okay. You don't want my daughter? He's like, yeah, man.
No, she's not that hot.
Heracles then kills the monster and rescues Hesione. This dude, Lamadon, did not like paying for things. Because Heracles shows up and is like, okay, I killed the monster. Can I have the horses now? He's like, no. So then Heracles vows...
rips his daughter in half like a phone book.
Oh my God. No. He vows that he would return and attack Troy in the future.
Mm-hmm. Does he do it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Then there's a bit of rapid fire island hopping. He does a lot of island hopping on his way back. Mm-hmm. He sailed by Inos. He shot and killed a violent man on the shore.
You know what these are? These are filler episodes.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
As he was sailing by, he just sees a dude like yelling at him and he just shoots him with a poison arrow. So that one he didn't get back because he didn't land on the island. Mm-hmm. So on Thassos, he subjugated all the men of Thrace and gave the island to his friends. On Tyrone, he was challenged to a wrestling match by Polygonos and Telegonos, both sons of Proteus, and he killed both of them.
Okay.
Then he returns and gives the belt to Yuri, who gives it to his daughter. Pretty simple. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lot of wrestling coming up.
Yeah.
The 10th labor. We're getting
Do you think
there.
It got boring for him? It was like too
Dude,
easy.
Dude, it must have been, right? Yeah. Like, he's like...
He slapped the death out of someone. He slapped the life out of someone when he was like
12. 8 years old, yeah. He's like, please give me a challenge. Come on. The 10th labor. He had to then... Another animal-based one, I'm sorry.
I like the animal-based
He had to fetch the cattle of Geryon from...
There's a lot of cows involved in this
Erythia.
Story. There's a lot of cows.
Yeah. These cattle, though, they're special. They were red cows.
Wow.
Yeah. They gave you strawberry milk. So, Geryon, the guardian of the cows, was a terrifying beast of a man who had three heads and three torsos, which all united in a single massive waist. You okay?
I'm just trying to visualize this.
So, like...
I said this earlier. It is just wheezy and...
Yeah, it's three dudes who then just, like, condensed to a single pair of legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What about...
The middle one doesn't have arms either, I don't think.
He's just a noodle.
The other two have... In some sources, they have six arms, but in some sources, they don't. Like, the outer ones have an arm each, and the middle one doesn't.
He's just chilling. He's just, yeah. It's Dodrio.
It is Dodrio. So, the cattle were also guarded by a two-headed dog named Orthos, who, guess what, was also a child of Typhon and Echidna. They're just... They're coming back.
I thought you were going to mention Cerberus. I was like...
Just wait.
Oh, okay. Is his baby Cerberus?
That'd be cute.
I'm going to wait.
You can wait.
Yeah, I'll wait.
So,
did it have sex with a four-headed dog and it averaged down to a three-headed dog?
Three-headed dog? Dude, stop calling everything.
I'm just too smart.
So, on his travel to Erythia, Heracles killed many savage beasts. There's not a lot of info, like, detail here. But this was, like, so, this is actually, like, a bit of a history lesson thing. So, like, this is kind of, This is mostly used as a device through which that Heracles like civilized the like the rabid kind of like evil world to
like
make way
barbarians.
Yeah, to make way for like the incoming Greece. Because mm-hmm. like so Heracles like a lot of these myths kind of take place in like the pre like Grecian like classical era that we think of, like mm-hmm. with Athens and Sparta, all this stuff. They were like still kind of basic civilization.
This is like manifest destiny.
Yeah. So it's a bit like he cleared out the land for us so that we mm-hmm. could settle there and like bring our wisdom and civilization to these places. Mm-hmm. So like this like
He's
labor,
like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah. This labor especially is, like, very heavy on, like, that kind of stuff because he had to travel so far for these cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So he traveled super far. He erected two pillars marking the end of Europe and, like, the end of Libya, essentially serving to basically, like, mark the end of, like, the civilized world.
Mm-hmm.
Past this is, like, chaos. Mm-hmm. But I've cleared it out.
He put a penis statue there.
Yeah. He put a big, tall penis statue.
I think I'm going to just, every episode from now,
you're
going to
bring up the penis
statues. I love that.
They're
like,
so
it's
funny.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I've seen them, too, when I went to, like...
Like original ones or like recreations?
Yeah, no. Like, well, I went to Athens.
Cool.
They like still have some. Yeah. Guess what though?
Are they
the one I saw? No penis, just the balls. It was gone. I like to think that it's from that.
Yeah, it's from Alcimedes or whatever his name.
Alcibiades.
Is. Alcibiades.
If you're a little bit confused about what statues and what penises we're exactly talking about, I'd advise that you check out the first episode where we talk about Alcibiades. He had a whole mess involving these penis statues, which depict Hermes on the top and a penis down a little bit below. They're mostly used as barriers and markers for the end of a territory, which is why we're talking about them here. So he erected, the two pillars. So along this journey, this I love, Heracles began to like get too hot.
Mm-hmm.
He overheats. He's like, dude, it's too hot on mm-hmm. this journey. The sun was constantly like beating down on him and it was unbearable.
Does he like punch the sun?
He takes out his bow and arrow and points it at the sun. The sun, aka Helios, the sun god, right?
Oh my god, is
like so impressed. He's like, yo, this dude just pulled a bow and arrow on me. He's like, I am amazed at this man's audacity.
That's the most Chad move I've ever seen in my life.
He then like cools off so that Heracles cools down, and then he's like, Heracles, you can borrow my golden cup. Okay, so the golden cup, the story is that like Helios like travels through the sky on his chariot, right? Mm-hmm. Like taking the sun with him. Then like at night he would like float across the ocean in his cup to get the sun back over to where it would rise again.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to use the big cup.
Was he tiny?
No, it's a big cup. It's a big cup.
Is it like bigger than a boat?
It's like a boat.
Oh.
But it's called the Golden Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So the story, yeah. So then.
How does he get his horses over?
They're in the cup too.
Oh, okay.
They're all in the cup.
Mm-hmm. Is the sun in the cup too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But it's like. I think it's
I guess this is how you would do it if you didn't know the world was round.
Yeah, it's like he has to go back to the beginning again. Yeah. How's he going to do this if he can't go back there?
Mm-hmm.
The sun doesn't do this and then this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heracles was then able to use the Golden Cup to sail across the sea towards modern-day Spain. So, like, these guys are really far from, like, Greece.
Who moves the moon?
Oh, God, what's her name? Well, Artemis becomes the moon goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, that's another kind of interesting thing in, like, myth in general, but, like, Greek myth specifically. Like, as the years go by, sometimes, like, gods start absorbing the authority of other gods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, if you think about it, if you want to be a part of a cult of, mm-hmm. like, a god, right? It'd be cool if they had more powers. Yeah. So, like, eventually Apollo becomes the sun god,
mm-hmm.
and, like, Artemis gets the moon because they're twins already.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I don't actually know who's, like, the proto-Artemis moon god, mm-hmm. moon goddess.
Do you know who was before Helios?
No, like, Helios is the, like, original sun god, okay. but then Apollo becomes the sun god later. Like,
Apollo. Oh, I just didn't even recognize you said different names.
Yeah, well, because Apollo is, like, also the god of, like, poetry and archery and a bunch of stuff,
and
right?
War, right?
No, like, that's, medicine. That's Ares.
Ares.
Like, Apollo's, like, medicine. Like, he has a bunch of stuff. Eventually, he just also gets the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's kind of just, like, the cult of Helios kind of died off, mm-hmm. and then kind of, like, reignited in the cult of Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't actually know who, like, the original moon goddess is.
What's up? Editing Zion here once again to clarify who the proto-moon goddess was before Artemis. Her name was Selene, and it's actually very similar to Helios. She would drive a chariot across the night sky hauling the moon instead of the sun. Anyway, back to the podcast.
So anyway, he's in Spain now.
Yeah, he's sailing to come towards modern Spain.
Oh my god, does he run with the bulls? This is the Little Lock House.
Yeah. Yes. Eventually he arrives in Erythria and sets up camp near Mount Abas.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get onto the actual labor that he came here to do.
Big long quest. Which I don't even remember.
Get the red cows. The strawberry cows, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. So Orthos, the two-headed dog, smelled Heracles and mm-hmm. was like, oh my god, I gotta stop this dude. So he starts to attack him. One bash of the club and that dog is dead. Like, classic. So he must have gotten both heads in, well, like, the one bash. Or maybe just one head is enough.
I think so.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Sometimes you got this, like, rotting head on you.
Right. Which would... It's,
or
it's
maybe, like, your identity as a two-headed dog, like, it kills your spirit.
You're like, I'm over.
I've only got one head now. I'm just a dog.
I can't even, like, eternally hunt a fox and get turned to stone or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just a one-headed dog. The Eurytion, which is just, like, the shepherd kind of the cattle. Like, mm-hmm. there's Geryon, who's, like, the three-torsoed man. And then there's Eurytion. So Eurytion comes. Heracles also just kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Then Geryon hears that his guard dog and herder are dead. So he heads to face Heracles himself. He engages Heracles, like, in a fight, but Heracles takes him down with a poison arrow, like, his KO move.
It's kind of a coward move.
It is just, like, I'm like, what if he just didn't have that poison, though? What would he do?
Punched him.
Yeah, I kind of wish.
That'd be cooler.
Like, strangling a dude with three torsos, that's crazy. He's got, like, he's got six lungs. Way harder to strangle.
<You're right>.
I had trouble with that math there, God. So then,
what if the middle guy, instead of arms, has extra lungs?
Why?
I don't know. He's gonna need something
to compensate.
He needs to roll.
Oh man! So then, Heracles loads the red cattle onto the cup and sails it back across the ocean. So that makes sense that the horses from the chariot would be on the cup too.
Mm-hmm.
He takes, like, a bunch of red cattle on the cup.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
how did Helios the next day move the sun?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe there's no sun these time. Like, everyone's like, dude, the sun's weird.
It was an
eclipse. It's doing this thing. Yeah, it's going back and forth.
It's like a clock.
Yeah. So now there's, like, he encounters, like, a bunch of trouble on the way home.
Okay.
So in, like, Lycurgia, two sons of Poseidon tried to rob him of the cattle, right? So he stops somewhere. Dudes mm-hmm. are like, oh my God, the sacred red cattle.
Are they well known?
Yeah, like, they're known as, like, sacred, but no one has got them because Geryon, the three-torsoed man, is, like, really spooky.
Okay.
So no one wants to fight him. Then now he's dead. So two sons of Poseidon try to rob him of the cattle. He then kills both of them in the wrestling match. 2v1 and still beats him.
Mm-hmm.
So then at Rhegion, one of the bulls breaks away and swims off. Heracles, despite, like, he doesn't want it to be like, most of the cow is good.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go get this one bull. So he then chases after that bull and finds it among the herds of a dude named Eryx.
This red cow just decided to chill with another
cows. A bunch of cows. Eryx is like, no, that's my
that's
bull.
That's my cow. He's been here the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So he's like, I won't give you that bull unless you can beat me in a wrestling match. Heracles is like, oh, you picked the wrong contest.
You, this is the wrong...
Dude, you should have chosen poetry writing or something.
You should have chosen the liar.
Yeah. Yeah. I never learned. I killed my teacher with one slap. So then Heracles beats him 3 matches in a row, killing him on the 3rd match of wrestling.
I have a question. Does Heracles ever get injured?
No.
Okay.
Not in this story.
Okay.
Heracles then takes the herd to Thrace, where, so he gets the bull. Then he, like, reunites. He's like, all right, sick, we're going to head back. Then he gets to Thrace, where he's, like, on his way home. And then Hera sends a giant gadfly, which scatters the whole herd.
What is a gadfly?
It's like a big fly. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a big fly, and the cows freak out, and so they run.
Yeah, I would be freaked out by a huge fly. Yeah.
So then Heracles has to go and, like, round them all up, which takes, like, a long time, because they all just...
He's got a little,
like,
cowboy hat and a lasso.
Yeah, he's, like, he's got giddy up. A little of truth. Yeah.
He catches a cow. He's like,
I want to go home.
I'm gay.
So he finally does get the cattle, and he gives the cattle to Yuri, right?
Mm-hmm. He just lets them go again?
No. He sacrifices them to Hera, which I think is very funny. Mm-hmm. Well, because Heracles hates Hera. Mm-hmm. Heracles, anyway.
Wait, he hates Hera?
Heracles? Like, Heracles doesn't hate Hera necessarily, but Hera hates Heracles. Yeah. So then Heracles brings the cows to Yuri, and Yuri's like, I'm going to give this back to Hera. Mm-hmm. So kind of he like, gives them back. Mm-hmm. 11th labor dude, home stretch. This one is not animal-based.
Okay.
This is the second
non-animal-based
one. It's not
according
canon.
According to us.
But it's cool, though.
Okay.
So he has to get the golden apples of the Hesperides.
Don't they, like, roll? They, like, roll and you got to chase them?
I think all apples roll.
Isn't it a thing about these
golden... I don't... I think you might be talking about... Because you mentioned, like, an eternal kind of push of this thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's... God, what's his name? Sisyphus.
Was a boulder.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like...
There's nothing about rolling with
There's something
apples.
About a Greek myth about an apple that rolls and you gotta chase it. And it's real hard to catch.
Are you talking about Tantalus again?
Maybe?
So Tantalus is the guy who was cursed, like, there's, like, fruit hanging
on
his head.
No, no. I know what you're talking about. No. Okay. These apples are rolling. I guarantee there's a myth somewhere about in Greece about a rolling apple. Look it up. Okay,
dude,
next episode, I'm hosting.
Why didn't you...
I'm going to talk about these rolling apples.
Why didn't you bring this up when I asked you what you do about Greek myths?
edit this into the beginning.
Yeah.
After I talk about Danny DeVito.
So I know this. And I swear to God, there's a myth about, like, rolling apples. There's, like, an abrupt cut to, like, yeah.
Okay, I actually have no idea what rolling apple myth Sean is talking about, but I've looked through a lot of the other Greek myths that involve apples, and so he could be talking about the myth of Atalanta. Atalanta was a woman who refused to get married. In order to avoid getting married, she would challenge her suitors to a race, and she was way faster than anybody, so she would always beat them, and therefore they would not get to marry her because it was a wager. Except for Hippomenes, who got 3 golden apples from Aphrodite because he convinced her that this was, like, true love, and the goddess of love decided, hey, why not? So in the race, whenever Atalanta would pull ahead, he would throw one of the apples, and I assume it would roll, and then Atalanta would chase that rolling apple and would fall behind in the race. That could be what he's talking about. The only other thing that I could think of is the apple that Eris, the goddess of discord, throws into the wedding party of the gods and causes the conflict between Athena, Aphrodite, and Hera. It could be that one. I really just don't know. So that's all I got. Okay, back to the podcast. So that's not this one, though. These apples, like, they were golden apples which were given to Zeus and Hera on their wedding day by Gaia, which is the goddess of the earth. Mm-hmm. So the apples grow on a tree guarded by the Hesperides, which are a group of nymphs that are loyal to Hera. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, she got them as a wedding gift, so she has to, like, protect them. But that's not enough. They're also guarded by 100-headed dragon, where each head spoke a different language, which I think is very funny. So they just, like, talk in, like, nonsense.
Yue, Ilwe, Otne.
Like,
Aspe. It's pig Latin.
Right, yeah, yeah.
One of them speaks pig Latin. I mean, the rolling apple thing, okay. I think, is a Norse myth.
Oh, that feels like something.
Yeah.
Sean says that the rolling apple myth might have been Norse. I still have no idea. I tried to find it. The only thing that I could find is the goddess Idun, who's the goddess of life and rejuvenation. She has a bunch of magic apples that would be important for gods to eat in order to retain their immortality. I couldn't find anything about them rolling, but we'll just continue anyway. Back to the podcast.
So, also not enough, no one knows where this tree is. It's like the tree that's guarded by dragons and the thing, no one...
Do people know where the dragon is?
No. That'd be helpful too, though. Well, no one mortal knows. Okay. So Heracles has to go and find Nereus, who's a sea god. Mm-hmm. He knows, like, the terrain of the whole earth, like, because he travels around all the time on the sea, right? So he knows everything. So in order to find him, though, he journeys to the river Eridanos. Also, this is just a tangent. On his way to this river, he wrestles a son of Ares, kills him, of course. And then Ares himself descends from Olympus and challenges Heracles to a wrestling match. Mm-hmm. As they're, like, about to start wrestling, a lightning strike, like, strikes the middle of them and is like, stop.
The Zeus?
Zeus is like, don't wrestle my boy.
You're gonna lose.
Yeah. I don't want to have to deal with a god funeral. Those are really complicated.
You have so many sons. They're all, you know how much of a pain in the ass it is to get all to your get sons everyone at together? This, at this
and I gotta make you into a constellation or whatever. It's like a whole thing.
Wait, that was the end of the Hercules movie. They make a Hercules.
And do the constellation, right?
Constellation, right?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that's why Danny DeVito was despondent, because none of his, like, dudes he trained became constellations.
Right, right, that's what he wanted. Which, okay, so I think the Danny DeVito character's name is, like,
Philosophides or something like that.
Because there is a character, not character, there's a person in myth named Philoctetes, and I thought that might have been his name, but I'm not sure if it is. But, anyway. So, he then didn't wrestle Ares, which would have been sick, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Heracles then does find Nereus, thanks to the river nymphs at the Eridanos. So he goes to the river, he's like, talks to the river nymphs. He's like, hey, where's Nereus? And they're like, he's that way. So then he goes to him. So then he grabs a hold of Nereus and refuses to let go, even as Nereus shapeshifted into every variety of sea creature. So Heracles is just like hugging him.
He turns into an eel.
He's like a narwhal, and then an eel, and then like a shrimp, and then like a whale, you know? So Heracles
Did, like, he turned into every animal creature?
It says every sea creature.
So he turned into a shrimp, and then he turned into a mantis shrimp? And then he turned into a krill. And then he turned into a blue whale. And then
you can see how long at this time that Heracles' is like arm strength is crazy. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like finger strength when he's a shrimp.
Yeah.
Just like he's like, I gotcha.
You're not getting out.
So then eventually exhausted, Nereus gave up the location of the golden apples. But he also told him that obtaining the apples would be impossible without the wisdom of Prometheus. He's like, I'll tell you where the apples are, but you're not gonna get them without Prometheus. So then on Heracles' way to Prometheus, he passes through the territory of Antaios. So this dude's thing was challenging passerby to wrestling matches.
Oh.
Oh, poor soul.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Antaios was invincible when he touched the earth because he was a child of Gaia.
Okay.
And so Heracles, what he did is he just picked him up and lifted him into the air and then strangled him.
Oh, he killed him.
Yeah, he did.
I think he takes these wrestling matches a little bit too far.
Yeah, they don't need to die. Yeah. Just like pin them or whatever, right?
Yeah, to tap out.
He then passed through two more kingdoms where he wrestled and killed their rulers. That's just quick. I didn't want to go into it. Mm-hmm. The story ends with him wrestling the king and killing them, and then he leaves.
Okay.
Heracles then arrives at the site of where Prometheus was chained up. So Prometheus was chained up right to a rock and had an eagle eat out his liver every day.
Yes, because he gave fire to humans.
Yes. So Heracles kills the hawk with a poison arrow and then frees Prometheus.
Wait, that was an eagle.
Yeah, sorry, eagle.
Okay.
This is when... So earlier, right, Charon was like, please let me die. This is when he can die now, because Prometheus is like, his curse was to like be forever, like, to be forever immortal on this rock. It's kind of a weird exchange. Basically, like...
He only gains immortality while being eaten by his...
Yeah, so now he's not, so then he takes it from Charon.
So he's been suffering this whole time.
Yeah.
He's just like moaning in pain in the cave somewhere.
So then Zeus is like, okay, and then lets Charon die and then makes him a constellation. So.
Oh, is that like Sagittarius?
I think so, because the centaur, pulling an arrow. I think it's him.
Cool.
So Prometheus gives Heracles advice. He's like, okay, don't give
humans fire. It seems like a good idea in the moment.
But then, dude, you're going to get your liver eaten, and let me tell you, that does not feel good. But what's worse is having it regrow. he says, don't touch the apples yourself. Instead, you need to find Atlas, who's the titan who holds up the sky. Mm-hmm. That's like a thing.
He's a titan?
He's a titan, so he's pre-gods.
Was he a bad titan?
He was on the side of the titans, and so when the gods won the war of the titans...
Oh, they made him hold up
the... Yeah, Zeus was like, you gotta hold the sky for all eternity. What Prometheus told Heracles, like, here's what you need to do. You need to offer to hold up the sky in exchange for Atlas going to get you the apples.
Oh, I see where this is going. He's gonna be, I'm not gonna pick that back up?
Atlas will not want to take the sky back. Prometheus also said this to Heracles. He's like, so figure something out about that. Mm-hmm. So Heracles is like, okay, that sounds good. So he goes, he sees the dragon and the apples and all this stuff. He's like, no, I'm going to go find Atlas. So he goes to find Atlas, who's nearby to like this tree. He then's like, he offers to take the sky. Atlas is like super thrilled about it because like, why wouldn't he be? Mm-hmm. Then goes with the apples and comes back, and Atlas is like, yo, I'm not really feeling like taking this guy back. And Hercules is like, I totally get it. I'm totally down to hold this guy up. But can you hold it for like a second so I can like pad my back a little bit so it's not as like quite as harsh? Atlas is like, oh man, for sure. Grabs the sky, Hercules grabs the apples and leaves.
Why can he now touch the apples directly?
I guess it's more like Prometheus is just like, you're not going to be able to get past the dragon and the nymphs, probably.
Oh.
But like Atlas is a titan.
Do you think Atlas just spoke a language that the dragon didn't know and he's like, all right, you win.
He's like overwhelmed. He spoke like Titan.
Yeah.
So then Heracles follows the whole advice.
Wait, it doesn't go into details how Atlas got this apple?
No, he just goes and picks it.
Okay.
I guess.
He finds it. Oh,
well. So he's right near the apple tree.
Oh.
Like, he goes to like the apple tree and then like,
I thought Atlas was like at the bottom of the world.
He's up like on a mountain.
Oh, okay.
Like holding like the sky up.
Oh.
Not the world, the sky.
Oh, okay.
From crushing the earth.
Mm.
That is like a motif though, an art motif of like showing like a guy like holding the earth and calling him Atlas.
I guess it's hard to make a marble sky.
A sky, yeah. So then he arrives back in Mycenae with the apples, who Yuri's just like, okay. Now, no, he's like, Athena, take these. Mm-hmm. So then Athena's like, okay, got you. Takes them and just puts them back on the tree. Because they're not, like, fit to be anywhere else. They're, like, too sacred. They got to go back on the tree.
Do you think these gods are acknowledging that he's giving these gifts? Or they're like, dude, you didn't do any of this.
Dude, you didn't kill the deer. It's still out there. Mm-hmm. You didn't kill the boar. Yeah. So I mentioned that Cerberus was going to show up. Final labor.
Is it Cerberus, not Cerberus?
It is Cerberus.
Okay.
He had to go and capture Cerberus.
That's his 12th labor.
That's his 12th labor.
Oh my god, it's animals.
Dude, I know. I said there's two non-animal
ones. He's just a Pokemon master.
He needs to catch all the big boys.
He has to catch them all.
So Cerberus, obviously three-headed dog. We know that. He also has a dragon as a tail, and a bunch of snakes are just sprouting from his back.
He has the tail of a dragon, or dragon he has a tail. Whole dragon
He has a dragon-like head as a tail.
He's giraffe-rig.
Yeah, he's like a giraffe rig with a bunch of snakes on his back.
I've been referencing Pokemon way too much.
It's okay. So, however, like, heading into the underworld was like a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you went in, you most of the time didn't come back.
Right.
So, to help with this, Heracles sought out, like, an initiation in, like, the special, like, cult, which, like, allowed him to do that. He basically got, like, a blessing that would, like, favor him in the underworld. But he couldn't get it. Why? Because of the countless amounts of blood of the innocent centaurs on his hands. They were like, you can't get this blessing because you killed too many centaurs.
One or two?
Fine. But you killed like hundreds of centaurs.
Many.
So then it's literally just like a bump in the road. He goes and gets purified for the centaur murder and then goes back and gets the blessing. So it's mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was funny that it's like...
It came back. It bit him.
Sorry, we're looking here that you can't get the blessing because you killed a bunch of centaurs.
At least he got a little bit of
a little bit of like...
I didn't like how he killed those centaurs.
Yeah, it was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah. Was he drunk from the centaur
wine? He did drink the wine.
Yeah.
So maybe... But, I mean, he did chase him, like, a long time. He would
maybe
eventually...
really good wine.
Maybe. I mean, it was centaur wine. Centaurs are, like, half horse.
True.
So, I don't know how well horses
don't look a centaur
wine.
In the mouth, dude.
They'll be like, dude, get out of my mouth. So then, Heracles went to Laconia, which is, like, where the entrance to the underworld is.
Mm-hmm.
He began his descent. The feeble souls parted before him as he journeyed deeper into the underworld. He did need directions, though, but souls cannot communicate with the living unless they drink living blood. Then they can talk to you. Heracles then slaughtered a cattle of Hades, which I guess are just alive cattle in the underworld.
He's got ghosts. This cow's got ghosts all around
yeah,
him.
He's just
he's
like,
scared out
so
of his
So he kills
mind.
The cattle and tries to give some blood to the ghost so they mm-hmm. can tell him where to go. But then the herder of the cattle of Hades, Menoetes, shows up and challenges Heracles to a wrestling match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is wrestling just really common?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not just the fact that...
You settle a lot of things with wrestling matches. Heracles just happens to be really good at wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Heracles broke his ribs. Then...
Wait, Heracles broke his own ribs?
No, this other dude's
okay.
ribs.
Okay. Well, at least he didn't kill him. That's a step up.
No, yeah. I don't know if he could kill him. He's like an underworld shepherd, I assume.
He's probably dead already.
Yeah. But he broke his ribs.
Yeah.
He made it uncomfortable. Persephone then saw this interaction and was like, yo, break it up.
Is that the pomegranate girl?
Yes.
Cool.
So she takes... Heracles to Hades, and Heracles is like, hey, can I borrow Cerberus? Because based on the track record of this guy,
Kill him, but, you know, that just makes it come back to you. So.
Yeah. Right, I'll just appear. But he's probably going to send back anyway, because, like, that's how, like, all of these quests have been going. Hades laughed and said, like, if Heracles could subdue Cerberus without any weapons, you could take him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so then Heracles...
He wrestles Cerberus.
He wraps... So this is the first time that this has mattered. He wraps himself in the skin of the Nemean lion, mm-hmm. right? And then tackles Cerberus. Classic tackle move his back. Eventually suffocating the beast with the three heads by somehow wrapping himself around all three necks, I guess.
Or.
Yeah.
He jumped in the mouth, couldn't get bit.
Because of the thing. And then he just choked on
choked
him.
On yeah.
I like that too.
Yeah.
So then,
well, he's got like two other necks, so maybe, so maybe that wouldn't work.
Yeah. He didn't kill Cerberus, though. He just like
made him pass out.
Then, yeah. And then he brought him up to.
He coated the lion skin in chloroform. The...
Oh. So he'd fall
then
asleep.
Then dove him into his mouth.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Or he played a little flute. That's a Harry Potter.
Definitely
reference.
Not the liar. Yeah. So then he took the police. He took Cerberus to Yuri. He's like, cool. Sent him back to the underworld. Now he's done with his labors, dude. He's forgiven for his crime of killing his kids.
And now he's immortal.
Way easier to get forgiven for killing all those centaurs, might I add.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right. He just goes to a dude and is like, "Can I get forgiven?" Yeah.
Yeah.
But killing your kids, like, you got to do like crazy stuff. Yeah. So here's some post labor adventures.
Okay.
So
postpartum depression.
Yeah. He did want a new wife.
Okay.
Not necessarily postpartum.
What happened to his old one?
His marriage with Megara was cursed by the gods because he killed his children. So he can't be with her anymore.
Also, I don't think she'd be down to like...
No, right?
Like...
be like, I can't look past this.
Yeah.
This is a deal breaker for me. So he heard that the king of Oikalia, Eurytos, was offering his daughter to any that could best him in archery. Heracles is like, yo, I've been shooting arrows my whole life. So Heracles easily bested not only the king, but like all of his sons. So he like... obviously one.
Mm-hmm. He did a Robin Hood where he splits the arrow.
Yeah.
With the poison arrow.
The whole family refused to let Heracles have the daughter because like, what if they had kids and then he killed them again?
That's
he
valid.
Has a bad track
that
record
is a
with
valid,
his kids.
That yeah. is a valid concern.
One of these like royals was on Heracles' side and his name was Iphitos. Later, some cattle were stolen and the king blamed Heracles. He didn't steal the cattle, but like, he did really like cattle, Heracles, so I don't blame this dude for suspecting him. Iphitos comes to Heracles and is like, yo, I was on your side. I know you didn't steal the cattle. Let's go find them together. Mm-hmm. In a fit of madness, Heracles killed Iphitos by throwing him over the wall, and he died. Some sources are like, maybe it wasn't madness, and he just did that.
Was Hera involved, or he just...
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Just says in a fit of madness. So maybe. After this, Heracles was cursed with a horrible disease as punishment for his murder.
Syphilis.
Maybe. He then went to the oracle to see how he could cure himself. Oh, this is what I was thinking earlier. The oracles were like, no, we're not going to predict anything for you. Then he straight up goes to lift the entire temple of the oracle and he's going to destroy it. Apollo descends. He's like, that's my temple. Mm-hmm. Oracles, tell him what he wants to know.
Wait, Apollo doesn't even know?
No. He has to inspire the oracles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, I was wrong. Apollo descends. And challenges Heracles to a wrestling.
Oh, my God.
And as they're about to start wrestling, Lightning Bolt comes in and interrupts it again. Classic kind of Zeus thing.
Maybe, like, we're looking at this as ridiculous, but maybe, like, the people that these stories are being told to, like, just love wrestling. Like,
they're just
WWE
like, can
is, like, their
get,
jam.
Can we get more wrestling in the story, please?
Please just add more wrestling.
Dude, I think even if I like wrestling, I'd be tired of it at this point. The oracles were like, okay, if you sell yourself into slavery and give the money from your sale to the king... whose son you killed, you'd be cured. Heracles is like, I ate, and puts himself up for sale, and is purchased by Omphale, the queen of Lydia. Under her, Heracles fought and killed many monsters, terrorizing the land. So it's in this part where he joins the quest for the Golden Fleece.
Okay.
So that'll be a separate episode. Mm-hmm. But right around here is when
Stay tuned, by the way.
He does do the Golden Fleece quest.
Mm-hmm.
The timeline for this doesn't make any sense, but it's fine. Because, like, the fleece happens, like, way later, but, mm-hmm. like, whatever. They wanted Heracles to be there. They're like, he's got to be there. Yeah.
He, like, becomes real small and goes into the future.
Yeah. This is just the Avengers of the ancient world. So then...
Is he Hulk or Captain America?
Heracles?
Yeah. What Avenger is he more like?
He's like if Hulk was Hulked out all the time.
Hulk mixed with Hawkeye.
Right. Oh, yeah, because the bows.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's, like, dumb like Hulk, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm. That was not a funny bit.
Remember... I'm not cutting anything, dude.
No, dude, you gotta. What if I just say the N-word?
I'll cut that.
They'll never know if they cut it. They'll never know if I had to say the word.
You could have just said it right now. So now that was the sack of Troy. Remember when he vowed to go and revenge Troy?
Oh, my God.
It came back around, dude.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah, right? This was like an hour ago. So Heracles gathers 18 ships and heads for Troy for his revenge. One of his troops, Telamon, was the first to breach the walls of Troy. and once he got inside, he immediately begins building an altar to Heracles. Heracles liked that. Mm-hmm. And so then Heracles bursts in the opening and unleashes a volley of arrows on nearly everyone inside.
In his own temple?
No. This is Troy.
Oh.
Basically, this dude breaks into Troy and starts using the pieces of the wall he just broke to build a little altar for Heracles. Heracles, runs by, is like, nice, and then kills everybody. And then, after he killed everybody, he would give Hesiode, the daughter of Laomedon, to that guy. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, you did good. This pretty lady's yours. Mm-hmm. So then, as he left Troy, Zeus called for his son to come and aid the gods in their war against the giants in a story called The Gigantomachy, another episode, because that's a big war, and it's very cool.
The giants?
The giants. So the giants, real quick, the timeline is, so Gaia, right, had the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait, Gaia was the mother of all the Titans?
Yes, so Gaia and Uranus had the Titans.
Do they have a cool name?
No.
Okay.
They're just pre-Titan.
Okay.
They had the Titans. Then the gods killed the Titans, right? Gaia was mad, mm-hmm. had the giants basically as to kill the gods. Mm-hmm. Each giant was matched with a god and was their perfect opposite.
Oh.
It was Gaia
the giant to fight Zeus was a ground type.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, your Pokemon references are off the wall. the giants were they were unable to be killed by gods. Mm-hmm. They could be killed by demigods. Mm. So the whole story is that the gods would weaken a giant. Heracles would show up and bop it and kill it. So that's basically the story.
Twist it.
Yeah, exactly.
Squeeze it.
He would just twist the head. So that's a whole other thing, though. So that's what's he has a bunch of stuff, but a lot of it's so juicy that I want it to be its own thing. Mm-hmm. But the little bits is what I'm kind of going through here. Some other campaigns real quick. he wages war on Augeas, the guy who...
I called him Eurgaeus.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me try to remember what he did.
Sure.
The cows? The poopy cows?
The poopy cows.
Okay.
So he wages war against him. Augeas appointed Ctiatos and Eurytos, who were two men in one. Basically, they were just two dudes in one body.
They were Siamese twins.
Yeah.
Cool.
Probably. They had the strength of two men, which is doesn't sound that impressive, but that's pretty impressive.
What if they were weak men?
Just as strong as a strong dude.
Yeah.
Of course, Heracles would have easily bested the army and struggled against him.
He beat a dude that was 3-1. You right. really thought you would beat him with a 2-1 right. guy?
But he got sick and had to leave. Heracles did.
Oh, okay.
He is fallible, dude. Mm-hmm. He caught the flu. But once he recovered, he set an ambush, killed everybody. So, he just had to chill for a bit. After this, he went down the list of all of the people and kingdoms that had come to the aid of Augeas and killed all of them. Mm-hmm. He's going off the wall at this point.
Yeah, he's insane.
He still was looking for a new wife. He still hadn't found one.
How did he not find one?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe killing all these people is a turnoff. Deianira, who's a daughter of Oinus, caught his eye. But she was already spoken for by Achelous, a river god.
So he just kills the
Guess
river?
What?
He challenges wrestles the river.
He wrestles the river, kills the river, or beats the river guy, doesn't kill him. Even though that Achelous took the form of a bull, but Heracles breaks off his horn and beats him with his own horn. So then Heracles and Deianira were wed.
Did ancient Greece just not have that many
animals? I think they were just mainly bull-based.
Yeah.
They got bulls and birds and boar.
And maybe one fox.
Yeah. The fox, the reason I wrote down the fox, even though it's not super relevant, I was that's weird.
Yeah.
They're not normally giant foxes. It's giant pigs and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, Heracles and Deianira were wed. He then led a couple more successful campaigns filled with plunder and battle, but mainly uninteresting. Unfortunately, at a feast celebrating a victory, Heracles accidentally struck a servant boy too hard and killed him.
Well, what does struck mean? He got mad and slapped him, or slapped his butt
as
he was passing?
He says he accidentally hit him. So I don't know what that means.
he was cutting a steak and bopped him with his elbow.
And the kid's and the kid's dead. Died. The kid's dad is it's fine.
Have you seen this guy?
But Heracles is I cannot, I must suffer for my crime. Okay. So he banishes himself.
Why? Okay.
Yeah.
The character of Heracles is very
inconsistent. All over the place.
Yeah. Because he just killed all those women for being hey, this dude's on our land. Mm-hmm. This guy accidentally elbows this dude and is I can't deal with this.
I need to go repent.
Yeah.
So then he took Deianira with him, as well, his mm-hmm. wife. So they both left. The two then came to a river, the river Evenos, where the centaur Nessos was offering safe passage across in his ferry.
Why would any centaur trust Heracles?
I don't know. Heracles, weirdly enough, wanted to like flex for his wife and be like, I'll just swim across. You can take the boat. Mm-hmm. So he just like swims across this river and then he leaves his wife alone with Knossos. This, I think, actually is they kind of fuse this myth with Megara at the beginning of Heracles because she's being harassed by a centaur at the beginning.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, in the movie, like in Hercules, the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Megara's being like oppressed by a centaur. And she's like, I can handle myself, right? When Hercules tries to rescue her. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's kind of this thing.
Okay.
So Knossos tries to rape Deianira on the ferry. Mm-hmm. Hearing her cries, Heracles, like...
swims back.
Arose out of the water, like treading water, takes out his bow and kills Knossos.
Swam with his bow?
So he kills Knossos with his bow. As Knossos lay dying, he told Deianira that if she wanted to make a love potion to secure Heracles' love, she should mix his semen, which is on the floor of the ferry.
The centaur semen.
The centaur semen. And the blood of his wound. So like, he's like, centaur blood and centaur semen, if they're mixed, make a love potion.
Okay.
So he's as he's laying dying, he's like, in case Heracles ever wants to leave you, make this, give him this love potion.
What a weird dying breath to a woman you're trying to...
rape? Yeah. Very odd. So Deianira is like, gross, but also okay. So she does it. Just in case, right?
Heracles didn't notice her scooping up the horse semen?
No, no. He was like, hey, watch me swim.
And he just jumped back into the ocean.
So then the two went on to engage in like 6 more different campaigns where their opponents were all human, so it was like boring. There was no special thing about them. They just beat them. So then Heracles gathers up an army to seek vengeance on Eurytos for not giving him his daughter, like when he won the archery contest a while ago, mm-hmm. and he didn't give him the daughter. He wants revenge, so he starts...
Man, that must feel bad for the wife.
Yeah.
She's like, you're still hung up on this girl?
His army easily took the city, and Heracles took Aole, which was the princess, who mm-hmm. he was supposed to have married. In their joy, Heracles suggested that they make a sacrifice to Zeus, like glorifying him for, like, not the princess. No.
Okay.
No. Make a sacrifice to Zeus, like a bull, okay. right? It's customary to, like, sacrifice a bull to Zeus, because they had, like, 4 animals total, and bull was the coolest one. So he built a grand altar, but realized he needed, like, proper clothes to wear for the sacrifice, right? He was like, I don't have, like, nice enough clothes. So he's like, Deianira, can you go get me some nice clothes? She's like, okay. So Deianira was concerned about Heracles' obsession with this princess. Mm-hmm. So when she was retrieving his fancy clothes, she poured the love potion in the tunic.
Did someone else wear the tunic first?
No, so she puts it in the tunic, right? And then she gives it to Heracles. She's like, here you go.
Okay.
Heracles then puts on the tunic and
falls in love with the tunic.
And falls in love with the bull he's about to sacrifice. No.
Okay.
Heracles dons the tunic and begins the sacrifice. But soon the tunic begins to burn with searing heat. Heracles begins to tear at the fine tunic. The Hydra poison from the blood of the centaur was eating away at his skin. So he had used the Hydra arrow to kill the centaur. The centaur wasn't being helpful. He was like, if you mix my blood with my semen, it'll make a love potion.
Oh,
he was actually trying to kill Heracles.
That's cool.
Yeah. So like... because his blood was poisoned with the Hydra poison. Mm-hmm. So he tore his flesh trying to escape the pain. In like this way of him writhing and all this stuff, he was carried back to Trichus. Deianira, hearing what she had done, hanged herself. Heracles instructed his eldest son to marry Aiole when he came of age. Weird. finally, Heracles climbs Mount Etna, builds himself a funeral pyre, and stands on it, demanding that someone light it. No one would do it.
Wasn't he immortal?
No, not yet. He's just a dude right now.
I thought he finished his
public
service,
though. He will get it, like, just a sec.
Well, you have 1 page left.
Yeah, I know. I'll get to it, like, in literally a second.
Okay.
Eventually, seeing how much pain the hero was in, Philoctetes, a shepherd who was passing by, is like, okay, I'll light it, strings his bow, sets an arrow on fire, and lights the pyre. As Heracles burned, his soul ascended to Olympus, lifted by a cloud. As the smoke disappeared into the heavens, there rang a clap of thunder. He ascends to Olympus, reconciles with Hera, and is made into a god by Zeus.
Okay.
Now he's immortal.
Okay.
So, like, he becomes a god. Like,
he needed to die first.
He didn't become an immortal mortal. Like, he didn't become an immortal on Earth. He was made immortal as a god after he died.
Okay.
So, yes. Literally, I needed to get there in, like, a second. So, I did... Yeah, so he reaches into Hera. He actually marries Hera's daughter, Hebe.
Isn't that...
Yes.
His...
Yes. Well, wow. Actually,
wait. What is the lineage of
no,
this?
No, because he's not related to Hera at all, because Zeus hooked up with a random lady.
Oh, it's not Hera and Zeus's daughter.
It might... Actually, it might be. You're probably right.
So it was like his stepsister.
Yeah, stepsister.
What are you doing, step bro?
Oh my god. Dude, I mean, like, and Pitron at the beginning was like going to marry his niece.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, so that's how Heracles dies. Actually, kind of a sick death, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the centaur kind of like tricking Deianira.
Into, why the semen? Was that just to, like, he was like, just like, just like a,
He could have just been like, blood of centaurs are love potions.
Yeah. But he was like, no, I gotta make this guy eat my jizz.
Yeah. Well, he didn't eat it. He just like put the tunic.
I think that was a plan though, right?
Like, no, like, so it's actually like a thing where potions are often sprinkled into tunics. It's like it's like a trope throughout. Like, you don't drink a potion. You just like put it on the tunic and you wear it. Like, for instance, there's a, in Medea, like Medea does a similar thing where
the
she...
The movie of Tyler Perry dressing up as a big fat woman?
Yeah, 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 that one. It's actually a direct reference to the historical Medea. Yeah, she kills someone in a similar way with like poison in the tunic. Mm-hmm. So it's like a thing. So what did you think of Heracles? Is he a certifiable...
This is a great story.
Is he a historical himbo, do you think?
It is like 100 degrees in this room. Hot. I was enthralled the entire time.
So glad. He's a bit of a mess. And he's a bit problematic, I will admit. A lot of centaur killing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't respect women as himbo should.
He does not respect women.
No. I think himbo should respect women, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. But I still like him.
Yeah.
Even though he's like kind of the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the end of episode 2.
Oh my god, it's 2 hours.
2 hours. I'll probably cut it down.
The third episode is gonna be 3 hours.
That's how it extends. That's the end of episode 2 of the It's a Classic podcast. Be sure to listen, follow us everywhere we are, and thanks for listening.
Moral of the
story. Oh, moral of the story. Yeah, of course. Moral of the story.
Don't look a gift centaur in the semen.
I was gonna say, don't look a gift centaur in the mouth, or he'll make you scoop up his semen and blood.
That's better.
Use that. Okay, we'll use that. Okay, bye.
Bye.